CFTC asked court to erase its own Gemini settlement. The U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission has filed a request asking a federal court to vacate the consent order that ended its civil case against Gemini Trust Company. The filing, reported by CoinDesk on May 27, 2026, tells the court the settlement the agency itself signed no longer reflects what the CFTC considers a fair resolution. It is an unusual step. Regulators rarely ask a judge to unwind a deal they negotiated and approved themselves. The original settlement closed a multi-year dispute over statements Gemini made to the CFTC during the agency's review of a proposed Bitcoin futures contract in 2017. In January 2025, the exchange agreed to a $5 million payment and accepted a finding that it had given the regulator misleading information without admitting or denying liability. Both sides at the time described the order as final, the filing the agency wants undone, the CFTC's new motion targets, that exact consent order. Court papers describe it as a request to vacate, which would void the settlement's findings and the associated monetary penalty. The agency argues, per CoinDesk's reporting, that the deal it accepted last year does not match the standard of fairness it now applies to settlements involving digital asset firms. The motion stops short of saying Gemini did nothing wrong. It asks the court to wipe the record because the resolution itself, in the agency's revised view, is the problem. For the court to grant the request, the judge would need to agree that vacatur is appropriate. That is not automatic. Settlements are designed to be durable, and judges weigh whether reopening one serves the public interest. The filing has not yet been ruled on, a political signal. The CFTC has shifted posture under its current leadership. The agency has moved away from contested enforcement against crypto exchanges and toward dropping or narrowing cases inherited from the prior administration. The Gemini motion fits that pattern, but it goes further than a dismissal. Most agency exits involve quietly closing investigations or declining to appeal. Asking a federal judge to retroactively erase a signed settlement is a different category of action. Tyler Winklevoss, Gemini's co-founder, has publicly criticized the original case for years, calling it politically motivated. The exchange has not yet issued a formal response to the new filing, but the move is consistent with what Gemini's executives have asked for since the consent order was entered. The crypto market did not visibly react. As of May 28, 2026, BTC trades at $7,438, down 2.1% over 24 hours, ETH at $2,022, down 2.7%, and the Fear and Greed Index sits at 34, fear. The macro tape is dominated by rate uncertainty, not U.S. enforcement posture. Precedent and what it means for other open cases, lawyers tracking the agency's pipeline, read the filing two ways. The narrow reading is that this is a one-off for a case the current commissioners believe was misjudged. The broader reading is that the CFTC may be willing to revisit other consent orders entered against digital asset firms during the prior enforcement cycle. Several exchanges and trading firms agreed to similar settlements between 2022 and 2025. If the Gemini motion is granted, those firms have a template to point to. A grant would also raise procedural questions. Penalties already paid under vacated settlements are not automatically returned, and findings already cited by other regulators do not unwind on their own. The Securities and Exchange Commission, the New York Department of Financial Services, and state attorneys general have at times leaned on CFTC findings to support their own actions. An erased order does not retroactively undo that secondary use. For now, the filing is a request, not a result. The court will set a briefing schedule, and Gemini will likely respond in support. A ruling could take weeks. If the judge agrees, it would be the first time a U.S. financial regulator has successfully asked to wipe its own crypto enforcement order off the books.